Alright everyone, welcome back. So we'll be talking about the classification of friends. You see, these days, simply because we can't call people our enemy or we can't refer to people as our enemies, we refer to them as our friends. Let's take for instance, you met someone today on the road and the next day you asked, who is this person to you? What will he say? You simply say, he or she is my friend. Okay, so let me take you through the classification of friends. One, we have the strangers, acquaintance, and intimate. So the strangers, for the strangers, number one, for the strangers, you see, people are said to be complete strangers when both parties don't know a thing about each other. Don't know anything about that person, he's not your friend. She is not your friend. You're both strangers hoping to be friends. Like, you can't be clueless about the people you call your friends. That's not possible. You don't know a thing about that person and yet you call he or she your friend. That doesn't work. Hey, she's my friend, and all you know about that person is her name. All you know about that person is his name. Then he is not your friend. You're just both strangers hoping to become friends. Number two, acquaintance. Now, this is a scenario where both parties have mutual but general information about each other. And that barely goes beyond general greetings and comments. At least one step ahead, you know the person's name, you know where he stays, you know his likes and all of that. So that means you're already good to go. At least you can, that person is acquaintance, he or she is your friend, is an acquaintance. So this will help you classify all your friends, you know, people who are really close to you, people who you don't know anything about, it's just a stranger, people you know little things about, yeah, acquaintance. And the third one, the intimate. Now this is a close and personal relationship and it implies a private interaction between the people where hopes and aspirations are being shared. You share secrets together, you share your flaws, you share your dreams and your goals and a lot of things together. So this person is an intimate friend. You share a whole lot of things together, you share ideas, you rub minds and all of that. Now this brings us to what I call the inner circle of friends. The inner circle of friends. See, in life, if you haven't gotten to that stage where you have your inner circle of friends, then there's still something missing. Now let me ask you a question. I'll use a question to explain what I mean by inner circle of friends. Do you have people who can stand up for you? Okay, let's take for instance, you're involved in a case, a criminal case, or some little things like that. Do you have people who will stand and say, no, she can't do it? People who vouch for you. People who say she cannot be the one. People who will stand and defend you. Do you have such people among the people you call your friends? If you don't, then you need to search deeper. And if you do, congratulations, that's your inner circle of friends. People who knows you in and out, people who know where you are at a particular time, people who know what you are capable of doing and what you are not capable of doing. Like I said, they are your inner circle, the inner circle of friends. Now, you can't be part of someone else's inner circle of friends, why they are not part of your inner circle of friends. I'll take that again. You can't be part of someone's inner circle of friends and the person is not part of your inner circle of friends. That is not a circle. You have already broken it. That is not a circle. I hope you know that there are people that you feel so free sharing your secrets, your ideas, and everything about you with them, and yet they would never tell you a thing about them. They would never. I don't know if you had such kind of a person as a friend, like you always open up, see guy, this is what is troubling me, this is the challenge I'm facing to you, this is that, and you keep pouring out your whole self to the person. And at the end of the day, the person just say, well, sorry about that, and it's okay, everything will be alright. Like, the person will encourage you, but in return, this person will never tell you what is bothering he or she. This person will always keep things to his or herself, or they have another person they always tell things about them. Such persons cannot be part of your inner circle of friends. Your inner circle of friends should be people who you can relate with and they can relate with you. I mean, you can't call someone your best friend and the person refer to you as my friend. That's not it. Best friends are people who are able to relate with each other. If he is your best friend, then he should also take you. She should also be able to take you as his best friend. That way, maintain the circle. I believe we all know what a circle is. It keeps rotating, like there's no breakage. Once there's a gap between it, then it's no longer a circle. It could be something else, but no longer a circle. To have the inner circle of friends, you need to work on that. Work on having people you call your friends, as in real friends, people who can always stand by you, people who you can vouch for and they can vouch for you, people you can stand for and they can stand for you, people who you can call for help, people you can call for advice. Those can set to be your inner circle of friends. So don't be the kind of person that everybody that comes, well, you just stay, share your ideas with them and all of that, and at the end of the day everybody goes their different ways. No, you have people who you trust and can trust you as well. It goes a long way in helping you build a solid relationship. So in the next audio, I'll be telling us how to maintain a relationship, because that people who can never, like, they can never maintain relationship. They just can't. They don't know how to do it, but they just can't. So I'll tell you things to do in order to be able to maintain a solid relationship. Thank you. See you in the next audio.